This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan Monday, causing the roof to collapse and killing at least 74 people, wounding more than 150 others. Most of the casualties were police officers. It was not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound, which houses the police headquarters in the northwestern Peshawar, and it's itself located in a high security zone with other government buildings. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is talking about being clear that he is not sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine.
To Ukraine, no.
But French President Emmanuel Macron says that France does not exclude in sending fighter jets to Ukraine. He laid out multiple conditions before taking such significant steps. Meanwhile, while returning to the White House, President Biden commented on wanting to see House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's budget as part of their scheduled meeting on Wednesday.
Show me your budget, I'll show you mine.
This comes as the International Monetary Fund announced that it is now expecting the world economy to grow 2.9% this year. That forecast is better than a 2.7% expansion for 2023 that the IMF predicted in October, though down from the estimated 3.4% growth in 2022. The IMF, a 190-country lending organization, foresees inflation easing this year, a result